There's the Keith Klein experience right there. How are you?
Wonderful.
Good. Our busy Tuesday rolls on, and who is waiting patiently on the telephone?
We have Talisha Coppock, who is the Executive Director of Downtown Bloomington Incorporated.
Well, good morning, Talisha. How are you?
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
That's the most wonderful time of the year, as the song goes, and there's something to be said about that because Bloomington always has plenty of stuff going on as we ramp into the holiday season. We will thank our friends downtown at the city, as well as there will be free parking on Friday.
Right.
So anybody Black Friday shopping will have and enjoy that. You don't have to be scrounging for quarters or figure out where your card is. And on Saturday, Small Business Saturday, will also be free parking. So if you're down for some of the events we're going to talk about, you don't even have to worry about jamming the meter this weekend.
Well, and tell Talisha about the great weather you've got for her.
Well, that's all my doing, as you know. Mm-hmm. Friday is going to be perfect. But why don't you tell me what's going on, and we'll plug in all the gaps with it. And when does this all start? It starts, obviously, well, Thursday is the holiday. No one's going to pay to park downtown. I'm not sure what's going to be going on down there, but that's why we've brought you in to help us out.
Well, the obvious thing, Talisha, is the canopy. But even before the canopy starts on Friday, you've got a sled dog adventure.
Right, exactly. Wonder Lab always provides wonderful activities for children during the holidays. There's also a train exhibit at the History Center, and it's really a wonderful opportunity to just come and walk around downtown. People have family in town or friends in town, and so they always kind of like to bring them out and show them off. And so we always see groups of people walking around the downtown during the daytime on Friday. While we're getting ready for the lighting that night.
Now, the big issue is the canopy of lights, so talk about what's going to happen there.
Yes. Around 6 o'clock, the Bloomington Brass Band begins playing on Kirkwood, and they're playing holiday tunes from 6 to 7. But also while that's going on, we have Girl Scouts who are caroling around the square.
They're just caroling? They're not bringing their cookies with them?
No, they're caroling. They drop off, they break up into groups. I think there are about 200 of them, and each of the troops divide up and sing. And so it's really adorable, and it's become a tradition.
Well, they should bring those cookies with them.
I think it's
as
early
well.
For the Girl Scout cookies.
It's a very capped. I don't care. It's never early for Girl Scout. What are you talking about? You're off the show.
Okay.
You're off the show. That's a very captive audience you have as well. But how neat is that? We've got portions of the community, all angles of it coming together mm-hmm. for all this. Talisha, briefly, people are wondering, where do I get tickets for this? How much does this cost?
Yeah. Well, the Canopy of Lights is free, and it's open to the public. It's that opportunity for, like you said, so many different groups just kind of jump in each year. We've got the Chamber Singers and Merrymakers inside Fountain Square. We've got the Bloomington Peace Choir that'll be at the courthouse. Of course, the hospice group will be there, and part of the whole Light Up a Life program. But there are a lot of little open houses around the square as well, and we have a holiday window decorating contest, and so we really encourage all the stores to put lights in their windows because it just enhances the whole feel of the downtown. So that's kind of a traditional thing to do as well, is to go and look in store windows during the holiday season. So we're really excited about that. But Goods for Cooks is having cookies for critters, so you can make your own little dog biscuits and make a donation to the animal shelter with that. So there's several things going on, in different, tucked away in different places. So that's always exciting too.
Talisha Coppock is our guest this morning, and we're talking about all the wonderful things happening during the holiday season. The Canopy of Lights is Friday, and the MC for this event is a very popular gentleman.
Yes,
sure.
Yes. Keith is our community spokesperson.
I like that. That's good.
He helps out with the 4th of July parade and Canopy of Lights, and he's just perfect, and so we thank you, Keith, for that.
Well, Talisha, how long?
Santa's little helper. Now, Keith, Keith, what are you wearing for the activity? Do you dress up in holiday festive
gear? No. I dress warmly depending on the weather, but we'll see.
Talisha, let's get an executive meeting together here. Right. I think we should enhance the season by having the MC in something of a festive cheer garb. Maybe not like Will Ferrell's elf, but something similar where all the boys and girls can enjoy what's going on. I mean, a Santa suit would keep you warm, wouldn't it?
Well, we have Santa coming.
Right.
But you can be his assistant. This man needs help. My daughter tells me all the time, Dad, there's no way he can get to everybody's house. And I said, way. And she says, no way. And I say, well, yes, she can. Yeah. Yes, he can.
Santa doesn't need another fat man on the stage.
Santa's little helper.
Talisha, how many years has this canopy thing been going on?
Oh, my. I think it's 34 years. You know, Bob Sullivan from Sullivan's Fashions remembered the Canopy of Lights as a child. Tom Gallagher was interviewing him and said, you know, what could we do that would be really special for the community? And he said, let's bring back the Canopy of Lights.
Bring it back? Who got rid of it? That's the answers you should be demanding.
Sometime between, I don't know, the 60s, 70s, they stopped doing it, I think. Had remembered it from childhood and said, let's bring it back. So now it's been going on for about 34 years.
Did this come kind of with the redevelopment of downtown and the courthouse and all that? Did that all?
Yes. It was all part of that. And what a great downtown revitalization story over those 30 years. And it's been different people bringing their own, you know, part to the picture, you know. I mean, imagine a downtown, you know, before the Waldron Arts Center and before Bloomington Playwrights and Cardinal Stage and Wonder Lab and Buskirk Chumley and the History Center and the Convention Center and the Showers Building. I mean, what an amazing story over those 30 years.
And people coming to this for the first time, this is just like the parade, right? You can bring your chairs and your wagon and whatever you need to do. There's not going to be seating grandstands or anything available.
I think there's a lot of walking around during this event, and you know, usually it's really cold as well. And then the ceremony itself actually starts at 7, and then by about 7:20 the lights come on. We have a community sing, which is very popular, and the Cardinal Stage performers will be doing a few songs from Peter Pan, and then Mayor Hamilton will help lead a community sing.
Monroe By the County way, he's a good singer.
Yes, right.
He can sing.
And Monroe County Commissioners Amanda Barge and Julie Thompson will be helping as well. So we're really excited. It's a brief ceremony. It's a community sing, and then Santa joins us to help light the lights. And then we encourage people to go see. You know, Bloomington Symphony Orchestra is at Buskirk Chumley Theater. There's photos with Santa immediately following the lighting. And then a lot of people go to dinner and, you know, before and after. So it's a wonderful opportunity to get the family and friends together and celebrate.
There is a kind of an undercurrent sometimes, Talisha, of if I don't get these people out of this house for a couple hours, I'm going to go batty. So there's a little
bit
of that.
Exactly.
But it's amazing the number of people who are there from out of town, the number of people who are there that have been coming to that for years, and to see the little kids down front watching this wide-eyed, and then all of a sudden, here comes Santa.
Oh, I know. And I'm really excited, because their smiles are just amazing, but I'm really excited this year. We want to encourage all the children to put, like, a little, I don't know, maybe get some red lipstick or red paint and make a little red nose. And then Tri-Crochery Beauty School is going to be there. They helped with the trick-or-treat trail, and they're going to help with this. So we're trying to get Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer noses on everybody's little nose, which we thought would be adorable.
You and Jim Inman are doing something different this time. Jim did something on the 4th of July parade. You're doing something with the canopy.
Yes. Jim and Lisa LaMarca, who's our event coordinator here at the Convention Center, they are going to be doing some Facebook and some videotaping of the event and stream it nationally. It was really popular. I think we've got like 7,000 hits and comments from people who'd left Bloomington, but you know, remembered the 4th of July parade and made comments and saw it. So anyway, it's kind of a way for people who are out of town to participate in the event.
And that's the great news, because if you can't be here or you can't make it, you can still make it. Oh, the the internet's great. It's everywhere. Talisha Kopic is our guest this morning. She is telling us about all of the millions and hundreds and thousands of things to do on the holiday weekend, Keith. And it's the Canopy of Lights is a fantastic event. It stretches out on Friday, but there's also other stuff.
Well, the neat thing is you talk about Bloomington and downtown Bloomington. Shop small. Talk about that, Talisha, because that's what downtown Bloomington's all about.
Right. Brick-and-mortar businesses are a heart of a downtown. We have services, we have restaurants, we have offices, but that retail experience is something that's pretty unique these days, and, you know, the opportunity to support, you know, a fellow neighbor, you know, a lot of our small businesses donate to are not-for-profits. Their, you know, kids are in school with us. So it's a really opportunity to celebrate that and to, you know, think of shopping in your small brick-and-mortar businesses first before you do the online and send all your money to Amazon. So, I mean, it is a decision to shop in downtown, and it's really important.
Well, and there are a lot of things, Talisha, that you can't get anywhere else. These are specialty stores that have items that just aren't generally available.
Right, exactly. You know, places like Gather and By Hand Gallery, you have handmade items. There's a new business, Skirt and Satchel, that's open in Fountain Square just yesterday. And they make items out of recycled materials. So those are the things that you know, are make special gifts during the holiday season that that you can't get someplace else. And you know, we also have downtown gift certificates too, so if you're not exactly sure what you want to get, you can buy downtown gift certificates at the convention center.
See, I could do a whole show online. I could do a whole show on gift certificate versus not gift certificate. Mm-hmm. It's the best gift ever. Go get what you want.
Right.
That's, come on. Well, what do you mean? That's
so many
people say it's thoughtless. No, it's not. It's the most thinking you've ever done. You're letting people get what they want instead of saying, oh, that looks great.
Mike would look so good in this.
Oh, really?
Well, and, you know, some people like experiences, too. So a play at Kirk Chumley or at Bloomington Playwrights or a music performance or a comedy attic or...
Yes, 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 and yes.
Wonder Lab, you know, maybe send the family of kids or can be used that way, too.
So, Talisha, you take from the 4th of July parade ending until now to get ready for Canopy. What happens between now and 4th of July?
Put your feet up. Eat some bonbons.
Yeah, sure. She does that.
Nothing going on?
It's Executive Director of Downtown Bloomington Incorporated.
Talisha, we don't have enough time to discuss food and beverage tax or anything like that, but if people want more information or want to see a calendar, where's the easiest place to find all this so we can share it and pass it on the website and our Facebook page?
Well, downtownbloomington.com, we have a calendar of all of the events. And, you know, I also want to kind of give a shout-out to, you know, CFC Properties. They have a whole list of activities at Fountain Square. They help put the lights on the buildings. Cassidy Electric in Monroe County help with the lights at the canopy. IU helps put the green swags and the red bows up. The City of Bloomington lights the showers building. And we have several, I mean, we have over 150 members of Downtown Bloomington, Inc. that help support all those light bulbs and all the different activities that we do all year long. And so I would just like to say, as somebody who's been, you know, in the business of downtown and community special events for 30 years, our community's growing. Their expectations are higher. Safety is always a concern. You know, cutting edge new technology always affects events, and space is important. And so, you know, with events, if we're doing them outside or if we're doing them inside at the convention center, it behooves our community to put our best foot forward and to, you know, make it a quality experience, a quality facility. And you have to invest in that. You know, so many of the things that we have, we just kind of limp along in. And so some consistent, stable funding sources would make everything much better. Well, so I will say that.
That is fair. Talisha, we can find everything downtownbloomington.com. I just went there. It's really easy. Hit download the holiday events calendar, and you can see all the great things that are happening. Enjoy the free parking this entire weekend starting on Thursday, and we'll see you downtown on Friday.
All righty. That's great. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Talisha Kopik, she is the executive
director of Downtown Bloomington Incorporated.